Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sometimes people might wonder why I stress so much Genesis chapters 1 through 3. And the reason is, a few years ago, I was listening to Ken Ham, not a Lutheran, but a man who loves the Bible, a man who so firmly believes that what the Bible says is the truth that he built an entire museum around creation. And I remember him saying these words, and they've stuck in my mind ever since. If you cannot believe the first three chapters of God's book, how will you believe the rest of it? And from that time onward, I have stressed the importance of actually believing what God's word teaches. Not just the things written in the New Testament, but the things written in both Old and New. Because God is the God of the Old Testament as well as the New. And so we hold firmly and we stand on the doctrines and teachings of the Bible. In the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we say that this book, the Holy Bible, not only contains God's word, this book is God's word. I am bound to this book because it is what God has revealed as his truth. The only truth that can bring salvation. In Genesis chapter 1, we see how creation was formed. How God, who is infinitely existed as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in his proper time, created time. And he brings forth the entire universe by speaking it to be so. God, the Father Almighty, is the maker of heaven and earth. We confess this. But we also see in Genesis 1 that the Spirit is hovering over the face of the deep. And not only that, we confess that Jesus, the Son of God, is the Word of God. All three persons of the Holy Trinity are present in creation. The Father is the one who creates, the Spirit brings about the movements over the face of the deep, and the Son is that word by which all things are made. We see that in our epistle lesson, don't we? From the words of St. Paul. But we also see that from the words of St. John in his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus is the Word that brought all things into creation. The Word that does the Father's will. We see that in our opening hymn for tonight, a hymn written between the 5th and 10th centuries. We see it in these words, Creator of the stars of night, thy people's everlasting light. O Christ, Redeemer, save us all, and hear thy servants when they call. Jesus is active in creation, not in his manhood, but in his eternal godhood. The Son is the very word that brings about the Father's will. That is what the Son does. The Son follows his Father's will. He does what his Father commands him. And we actually see that in some of my favorite words. Not favorite, because of how much I like to sing it, but my favorite because of how true and how beautiful they are, even when it causes me to break down. Paul Gerhardt writes in his Lenten hymn, A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth, and he writes these words, translated in English, Yes, Father, yes. Most willingly, I'll bear what you command me. My will conforms to your decree. I'll do what you have asked me. O wondrous love, what have you done? The Father offers up his Son, desiring our salvation. O love, how strong you are to save, you lay the one into the grave who built the earth's foundation. The very word by which the Father brings all things into being, the very word that hung the stars in the heavens, that created that light and then puts that light into the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night. The very word that created the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea. The very word that brought forth man. The very word that knits you together in your own mother's womb. That word took on flesh. That word took on flesh and assumed humanity in the womb of a virgin, once again at God's proper time. He left his throne and became a man. He lived a perfect life to be that spotless lamb for sinners like you and me. He was the Word that all these things came into being by, and then that word took on flesh and suffered death on a cross. That word by which all things were made was nailed to the tree of the cross to pay for our sins and the sins of the whole world. St. Paul gives us these words, not first to the Colossians and then to us. I give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. It is by the blood of Jesus Christ that we have forgiveness. We have not earned it. We have not deserved it. We are poor, miserable sinners. And yet by his grace, that word suffered death for us. He gave his body. He shed his blood to cover us in our iniquities. That is the death that we deserve because we are the sinners. He is not. And yet he who knew no sin became sin for us. He has washed us in his blood in the font. He has washed us. He has taken our crimson sins and made them whiter than snow. He has taken his robe of righteousness and lays it over us out of his great love and out of his compassion. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is eternally begotten of his Father. It doesn't make sense, and yet I believe it, once again, because that is what God tells me is the truth. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is the firstborn of the living after death. And because he who died is now alive, we who die will also live because of him. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, words that we use in the creed. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Every single throne throughout the whole world exists for him. The thrones throughout the world, the seats of government throughout the world exist, and they should be giving glory to his name. Ultimately, every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess whether that throne, whether that government stood with God or against him. He is the judge, and that judgment is coming. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. We exist to sing his praises. We exist to tell others what he has done, not just for us, but for them. Those people need you in their lives to share with them what Jesus Christ has done. That word by which the Father made all things in 6 natural days, roughly 6,000 years ago, took on that flesh 2,000 years ago for you and me and for all people. He is the head of the body, the church. We are bound to conform not to this world, but to his word. We are bound to him because our identity is not in the fallenness of this world. Our identity is in Christ. That is why you bear the name Christian. Because you are his. You belong to Christ. And you are his ambassador. You are an example to him. You are an example to the world. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. That right there, that bloody mess on that cross, is our peace treaty. That is the treaty that he has signed to make us his own. That is the covenant that he has cut in order that we might be his children, that we might live under him and in the days that are to come, in the eternity that is to come, to live with him without end. This is a gift of grace. This is the gift of faith that is worked in us by the Holy Spirit. This Jesus, who was crucified for our sins, is alive and reigns eternally. And so, because of this, the church sings. What God ordains is always good. This truth remains unshaken. Though sorrow, need, or death be mine, I shall not be forsaken. I fear no harm. For with his arm he shall embrace and shield me. So to my God I yield me. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.